Today's Tanya for the 13th of Shvat, Yud Gimel Shvat, is in Perek Chof, chapter 20, on page 278. The Alter Rebbe is speaking about the oneness of God, how even after creation, even with creation, the Eibishter's existence, God's existence, hasn't changed at all. And one of the aspects of his existence was that he was alone, the only existent being, and that also doesn't change even after creation, that even when the world exists, and even as it is created, God alone exists and nothing else. What about the world? So the Rebbe began to explain that just as a spoken word is non-existent and insignificant compared to the speech of the soul, and then even more so compared to the machshava, the thought of the soul, and even more so compared to the soul itself. In the same way, the creation of the world, since it comes from the speech, from the word of God, and that word of God is totally insignificant compared to God himself, that's why the world is non-existent compared to God, and so God's existence hasn't changed. Aval ese b'chines chochma binodas, the ten powers of the soul, chochma binodas, etc., hein sheidu shumokir hamachshavo, they are the source and the root of thought. The ein b'hem b'chines esiyas hadayin, and they don't yet have letters or images, as in thought and in speech there are letters and images. And images means restricted, finite form that contains the thought and contains the speech. So they are limited. But the chachma, the bina, the das, or even the emotions, they don't have letters. They don't come in the form of images. Kedim shemislapshes belevush hamachshava. Before the thought is clothed, before the knowledge is clothed in thought, before the feeling is contained in thought, they are not in images, they're not in letters, they are free, unfettered from of any restriction. When they come into thought, then thought puts a form to it. Thought puts letters to it, images to it. For example, when a love occurs in the heart of a person, there's that moment when the love occurs, it happens, it develops in the heart, and it hasn't yet become a conscious thought in the mind. So, the love does not yet have any letters. Rather, it is a pure, unformed, unlimited desire and longing for that which he, the object of his affection. And certainly, even more so, before the love develops in the heart. Rather, it was still in the realm of the mind, in the chokhmah, the bina, and the das, meaning that he already was convinced that this thing was good. He knew, he understood that it's desirable, that it's gratifying, something good and pleasant that one should have and one should cling to. For example, either on a high level, he discovered a certain subject, a certain science, which he wants to learn, he's attracted to it, or he found a food that he wants to eat, he's attracted to that food. After the desire and the craving have already gone from the mind to the heart and become there an emotion, and then it returns to the mind to become a thought, to dwell on it. So it begins in the mind, in the intelligence. in the understanding. From the understanding, you get an emotion. Then the emotion rises back to the mind and there produces a thought. So it's only when it has come back from the heart. When it begins to think how it should pursue this love or this pleasure, how to get the food that he's attracted to, or how to learn that science, then only there are letters created in the mind, in thought. And these are the letters that correspond to each language. Each nation has its own letters, its own form in which it speaks and thinks. But pure feeling, and certainly pure intellect, which are the source, the distant source of the spoken word, they are without restriction, without form, without letters, and they are infinitely, or triply infinite, infinitely higher than the word itself. In the Hayyim Yaim for the 13th of Shvat, the Rebbe writes that Yartzeit is observed b'yom hamisa afilu b'shana rishona, even in the first year, v'afilu kishayim hakvura rochet m'yom hamisa, and even if the burial was delayed much later than the day of death, yet the Yartzeit is the day of the death, not the day of the burial. The day, the 13th of Shvat, is the Yartzeit of Rebbetzin Shternes Sara, who passed away in 1942, and she was the mother of the Friedrich Rebbe. An answer that the Tzemach Tzedek gave to my grandfather, to the Rebbe Marash, when the Rebbe Marash was about 7 years old. Hachesed v'yisrin hamayla, asher ho'alikim osa es odom yoshor, liyeis heilach v'keimos kufa, the kindness and the benefit that God gave to man when he created him in such a way that he walks upright on 2 feet, who the hagam shehelech al haaretz, the benefit and the kindness is that although he is walking on earth, mikol makim hu raya es hashamayim, by walking upright, even as he walks on the earth, he sees the heaven. Leikein behelech al arba, which is not the case with those creatures who walk on 4 feet, the einai raya el haaretz, they see only the earth.